As looking at a portrait suggests the impression of the subject's destiny to the observer, so the map of France tells our own fortune. The body of the country has, in its centre, a citadel, a forbidding mass of age-old mountains flanked by the tablelands of Provence, Limousin, and Burgundy, and all around vast slopes, for the most part difficult of access to anyone attacking them from the outside, and split by the gorges of the Saône, the Rhône, and the Garonne. Barred by the walls of the Jura Alps and the Pyrenees, or else plunging in the distance into the English Channel, the Atlantic, or the Mediterranean. But in the northeast, there is a terrible breach between the essential basins of the Seine and the Loire and the German territory. The Rhine, which nature meant for the Gauls to have as their boundary and their protection, has hardly touched France before it leaves her and lays her open to attack. Captain Charles de Gaulle, The Army of the Future, 1934.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Spies of Warsaw by Alan First. Read by Daniel Jarrell.
Hotel Europejski. In the dying light of an autumn day in 1937, a certain Herr Edvard Uhl, a secret agent, descended from a first-class railway carriage in the city of Warsaw. Above the city, the sky was at war. The last of the sun struck blood-red embers off massed black cloud, while the clear horizon to the west was the color of blue ice. Herr Uhl suppressed a shiver.